Today's readings are all about discipleship. In fact, the ladies coming back from their retreat, the theme was, I will follow you, correct? Okay. It's a dangerous thing to say, I will follow you. Jesus in the gospel today, as Father Tom had mentioned, he was turned away by the Samaritans, wanted nothing to do with him. The man who came up to him and said, I will follow you wherever you go. Jesus told him how tough things were going to be. You're not going to have any place to sleep. You may not know where your next meal's coming from. You don't know who's going to be upset with you, or worse. It's dangerous. We never heard from that man again. To the other that said, Lord, I'll follow you, he told him, but let me go tell my family goodbye first. He said, no, there's not time. It says Jesus set resolutely to Jerusalem. Another translation said he set his face like flint. He was focused. He knew what would happen to him. But he also knew it would be the fulfillment of his mission on earth given to him by his Father to free us. To free us. And he was determined. Nothing's going to stop him. And he felt like he was running out of time. And to the last one who wanted to go bury his father, he said, let the dead bury the dead. That sounds really harsh. But what he was really saying is, those who are spiritually dead, those who are not following me, those who aren't here with us, let them handle the things of earth. And when he said, anyone who puts a hand to the plow and looks behind them is not worthy of the kingdom of God, what he was saying was, if you think about it, at the time, a plow, they had to have one hand on the plow and the other hand on the reins for the oxen, guiding both. And if they looked back, what happened to the furrow that they're plowing? It's all over the place. Evangelization, spreading the word of God, has to be focused. And how does that happen? How do we get there? How do we become true disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ and keep in our minds what our job is? That's the entire job of the church, is evangelization. And if we call ourselves Catholic Christians and we don't have evangelization in whatever we do, then we can't truly call ourselves disciples of Christ. We're like the guy who wanted to go off and bury his father. The other one wanted to go tell his parents goodbye. We're not focused. And if you stop and think also about what Jesus did, he sent out the next chapter of Luke, chapter 10, he sends out the 72 to start evangelizing. He was running out of time. And the last thing he did before he began his passion was to gather all of his disciples, that 72 plus the 12, probably plus more. And if you've been to Israel and seen that upper room where they gathered, it's not that big. They must have been hanging out the windows and the doors to pray with Jesus, to pray a liturgy had been passed down to them for centuries. Good Jewish liturgy. And it was extremely important. Jesus was everything he did, I say this probably a lot, maybe too much, but everything Jesus did and said was example for us. He was showing us that we need to gather as these ladies gathered this week. We need to gather to hone our relationships so that the love we find for each other, first starting in our own families and then to our community, we can be stronger to go out to others. Liturgy is so important. It's so important that I borrow I've got a Siddur, a Jewish prayer book, liturgical prayer book, that the introduction to this says it so well that there's no way I could do it better or even as well. And I'm adapting this a little bit for us as Catholics. When Mass begins, we begin to pray in formal words of the liturgy. I am conscious of my needs, my struggles, my wishes, my dreams, my sense of gratitude. Equally, though, in that moment, I'm asked to contemplate the larger context. Personal prayer is private. The words I utter are my own, but communal prayer offers us a common vocabulary that is necessarily less personal. I recite the words of the prayer book, words that are not my own, and I'm inevitably aware that I am praying along with a community, a people to whom I am tied. By our speaking these same traditional words, and so even when I pray these words myself, I join with a larger community. The words I come across here constitute the community by tying us to a common past and creating a shared present. These words are the ligaments of the Catholic people, a vocabulary giving voice to the Catholic soul. So formal liturgy stretches us. It asks us to pray words that are not our own making, words that have been honed through centuries. The prayers are more than words. They are vessels transporting us through centuries past, and they similarly connect us to future generations. To enter this ancient vocabulary is not always easy. Immersed in our own lives, filled with our personal concerns, we may find it difficult to connect to these words, so different from our own. We may feel the liturgy irrelevant and distant. The liturgy simultaneously captures some of our own feelings, but that also instructs us within a communal set of aspirations and concerns. To pray communally and to pray as a Catholic, I need to enter into this basic vocabulary. I pray with all my heart. I am asked to integrate these images and ideas so that they nurture my inner life. But the words are lifeless unless I infuse them with personal meaning. Do we do that when we listen to the words of liturgy here at Mass? We're doing the very same thing that Jesus did when he gathered his disciples, his true disciples, in that room and instituted the Eucharist. But he also had them praying together. That's what binds us. As these words said, these liturgical words are the ligaments that tie the different parts of the body of Christ together and make it whole. And we can't go out and be true disciples and evangelize the world around us until we become so connected in this community, not just with the person standing next to you on either side, hearing them say the same words you're saying, but connected with the people across the room from you and connected to other parishes in this town, other cities, other countries of the world. So all saying the same words. Are we disciples? Are we true disciples of our Lord Jesus? We need to come to Mass every Sunday. Say these words together. Know what they mean. Immerse ourselves in them. So that we too are not distracted, are focused where our lives should be focused.